had that one thing, which was always my mantra, which is like, why do people record samples? And for that matter, anything, you know, that you're going to use on a keyboard. Why do people record it in a way that is totally unmusical, excluding the room, excluding any kind of humanity in the sounds, try and make it as perfect as possible? And then when you get to the end, you're trying to make it sound real. It always seemed madness to me, but it flew in the face of kind of conventional wisdom. So that was the idea, was set the studio up as if it's a scoring session and then record just those players just playing one note, you know, and try and work out, you know, I used, back in 2007, I was using backing tracks for them to play along to and things like that. That becomes unsustainable when you're recording stuff that's much, much more detailed because you can't do that at scale. And also the players kind of enjoyed it at the beginning, but when you're in a situation where they're going to be sampling for days, they want to have control of the process. So they want to be able to know, the third note I played of that eight was bad, so can we take that again?